think about it.
This is the simplest. This is the
simplest. And the day, the away Wednesday night.
Okay, so start
with the hamburger.
Good evening. So last week we began speaking about Meister Zoffen. And I want to just recap one point that I realized that a few people came over to clarify. We spoke about that there's three a day, if Meister Zoffen is there, right? So they're Bonon or Minig. That we spoke at the chilek between Ani and Zayim Asher. The Brisa says that an Ani must give a minimum of a third of a shekel a year. It's a very small amount, 2 or 3 pounds a year, a very, very small amount. This is for a Ani, and an Asher has a chi of Meister, perhaps even Chaymish. What's called Ani and what's called Asher? I want to clarify just this point, what's called Ani and what's an Asher? Obviously, if somebody is very, very poor, he's Ani. And Asher, if somebody is making 25,000 pounds a month and he's only using a fraction of it and he has a surplus, you know, this is definitely Asher. But most people in the world are somewhere, you know, in the middle. Most people do not have too much left in the end of the month. Most people are probably using more or less the majority or come out everything that they bring in, or maybe even they're even a little bit tight. Do they have a din usher? Do they have a din usher regarding to that? So meaning to say, if somebody's using less than 90% of what he makes, the muscle, if he's making 1,000 pounds a month and he only needs to use 900 pounds a month, so he definitely has that meiser buffer left on the end of the month. He has a chiyuv meiser, very straight. If somebody's using more than 90% of what he makes a year or a month, where does he come in regarding to the chiyuv? To the chiyuv meiser, he's not ani, so he has a chiyuv more than a third of a shekel a year, but he doesn't have an extra 10% every month. So, and I believe most people in the world probably fall in this bracket where they do not have a spare 10% or more left over. So regarding this bracket, there is a shevet Levi. He brings down a tshuva, and he used to advise people as well on a personal psak that a person who is not sure if he's going to have enough money in the end of the month or the end of the year, whenever he gets his income, if it's monthly, if it's weekly, if it's annually, he should set aside 10% of what he receives. Say he receives a wage, take off 10% of the amount that he got, if it's cash in an envelope or have some kind of account, bank account that you can put it in, be mafresh 10% of what you receive, and then use the rest. If you see in the end of the month that the person still needs more than what he used, then he's allowed to dip into that Meister account and take that Meister for himself. And the reason for this, he explains, that in Meister there's two points, there's two parts. There's to be mafresh Meister, to set aside Meister, and then there's a din to give it to the aniyim. Why? Because the mitzvah hafrasha is a part for itself. And then as well, he writes, when a person sets aside Meister, it's easier for him in his mind to realize that money is not mine anymore. I'm just a gabbit tzedakah for Hashem to give this money to the poor people. That's why it's much easier for him to part and give away the money. He's not giving away his own money. So therefore, anyone who's not sure if he's going to have enough, he should set aside this tzchum every single month. And then, if he needs, say, instead of giving it to other aniyim, he's entitled to use Meister for himself as well, because, you know, he can dip into his Meister account, and that's what he brings down in tshuva. And I think this is, again, for many, many people, to set aside Meister, as soon as you receive your wage or your profits or the income, whatever it is, put aside Meister, use everything else. If you need more, you can definitely go into that Meister part and use it for your own needs. Instead of giving it to other people, one can use it himself. There are days who are more machmir. They say he should swap with a different person. You know, he should take Reuven. Reuven should take Shimon Meister. Shimon take Reuven. You know, Rabbi Shmuel didn't believe in all this, you know, faking and sorry, I shouldn't call this faking. He said, you know, very, very simple. You can put aside Meister, and then if one needs, he can use it for himself. But a point that needs to be made clear, especially in today, the way people trade in today's day and age, is what does a person believe to give Meister off? Now, same as in the tax world, there's allowances, there's losses, expenses. How do we view all these allowances regarding over here Meister? And I would be makdin, there's an interesting difference between Meister of tvuah, Meister of fruit, of food, and Meister of money, ksofim. When a person, lamashal, takes a kilo of wheat, of seeds, and he plants it in the ground, and he waters it, and, you know, he and it grows very, very nicely. And at the end of the year, he has two kilo of wheat grow from that to a kilo. Now, obviously, he's mechuyev to give meiser, which is a 10% from what grew. So even though he put in a kilo and he pulled out 2 kilo, he's mechuyev to give meiser from the whole produce, the whole 2 kilo. Even though his pure profit is just 1 kilo, which is going to be 20% of what he actually grew. Mashenkin and meiser ksafim. The way we cheshbon meiser is not from what you actually pulled in, but from the pure revach, profit. And the reason for this being, if meiser pears is a din tevel. Anything that grows out of the field will have a din tevel. You cannot reduce or take off, or there's no allowances in meiser. The fruit that grew is going to have a din tevel. Regarding the meiser ksofim, when it comes to giving off meiser off money, there's only chiyuv to give off meiser what the person call revach, profit. So a person has to cheshbon and reduce before he makes a cheshbon of his profits. How much did he have to spend in order to pull out this over here profit? And the Afkas Reichel goes even a step further. He brings down in Shuvas Afkas Reichel that if a person needs, in order to work, he needs to have a house and needs to buy food and he needs to, you know, pay for heating and all that. So all these things is enabling him to just stay alive. That's all the personal living expenses that a person has. A person can reduce even that as well, and only whatever is left in the end, whatever basically surplus which is left in the bank in the end of the month, only that would be called profit, pure profit. Now most days do not go with this Amadeya. It is a Amadeya.
You
are bringing up a very important point. I'll go into a little bit because you brought in a tax. Now, there is personal tax. And then there's income tax, and then there's corporate tax, and then there's council tax. It's probably many more taxes. Now, regarding to, let's say, income tax, the poskim say very, very clear, income tax is not considered profit until you take up income tax. So if a person is taking home 100 a year, and he has to give off that 20, 25, so he's not taking home 100, he's only taking home 70, 75, whatever he can take off of it. This is pretty much clear. Now, where it gets a bit more unclear is regarding other expenses regarding to a tax, for example, council tax. So if it's a person that it's like rates for his shop business, then obviously it's very clear. It's an expense that in order to run the business, he has to pay rates. How about council tax for his own personal house? He's paying he's paying every year, you know, council tax for his house as well. Do you view council tax as an expense that he has? He buys food, he has to also pay council tax. Or do you view council tax the same as income tax? Income tax, the government uses it, and they build hospitals, airports, you know, all these things that the government uses. Council tax is just on a smaller scale. The local council takes it to build the roads. They allocate the council tax according to the size and the value of the home, the size of the lot. Okay, it's a different way how to pull out a tax. But maybe council tax can also be reduced. It's just the way how to kind of, you know, there are a few days to how to work out the tax. The simple mahalach is that income tax is definitely reduced before one takes off meiser. Companies as well. Okay, we'll see if we have a time to go into that as well. But what we're saying over here that regarding the meiser ksafim in general, one only takes off meiser from the profit, the actual profit that he actually pulled in. Regarding to companies, there's also a machlekes in the today's day and age poskim. If somebody's company is pulling in, let's say, £1,000 a month, but he's taking a wage out of that company, only half of that. So do you view the whole amount that his company made this month as a pure profit, or only the wage that he's pulling out is what he will take home? But so you know, the Simcha feels so Simcha saying a very, very good point. I'm taking home a wage, the rest is staying in. But who told you have to keep that in the kind of business? I understand for tax reasons, you told HMRC that is staying in the kind of business. But really, one can argue and says no. All what I made this month is pure profit. I decided to not pay tax on that portion and reinvest it and buy more stocks, more things. But you know, why would one can in theory argue that says no, I'm entitled to take all this home, and therefore everything that the company's going to pull in is already considered profit. So he will have corporate meister and then I'll have personal meister kind of thing. You know, one can argue regarding that as well. Yes, there's definitely days which are going to be a makel I mean, I wouldn't even call it makel. There's definitely opinions that say that if my company is making X and I decide beforehand I'm only going to take out a wage and the rest will stay in order to reinvest, one can rely that he did not yet pull it out. Especially if you're going with this afkas reichel, and the concept of revach, it's only pure profits, where it gets even a little bit more nuanced if someone has partners in his company and they agree beforehand, everyone's allowed to take out a wage and the rest must stay in. So even if he wants to, he's not allowed to even take out. But one can, in theory, again, argue further and says, you know, I'm allowed to take out. I should just tell HMRC, my partners, you know, I want to take, it belongs to me. So one can, in theory, say that he is mechuyev meiser. So regarding companies, there are two a days opinions. If a person is mechuyev meiser, whatever the company pulled in profit that month or that year, whatever his period is going to be, and not only what he's going to actually take home as a wage, but he's going to use it himself. I don't want to give a clear akhra. There's many other pointers that go into this. If it's a gaff or someone, one should you know speak to Arav and find out exactly you know every not all companies operate in the same way. Some companies have to have spending capital. You know there are certain things that companies need. Shanking, there are certain companies that you decide to leave it inside in the accounts just for tax reasons. That might be a little bit different over there. Regarding to losses, there is another interesting point that the place can bring down. What would happen if a person, say, he did a deal? So in January, he did the deal and he made profit. The following month, in February, he did a deal and he made the loss. So in January, he made £1,000 profit. And in February, he lost £400. So do we say that on January he gives 10% of January's profit, and on February he's mechuyev to give zero? Or do you say, no, the end of the year, you could take your whole year's income, the way you do, you know, the annual tax year, and then you can knock off, you cancel out the losses against profits. And when it comes to kind of meiser payers, obviously there's no canceling out. Regarding to meiser ksafim, the person can say a person should take an annual, a certain date in the year, either from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, the Chofetz Chaim writes, or many people have it in the minute, whenever they file taxes, it's just a point in time, whenever it is going to be, April, whenever it is, they will make that year's calculations for all their losses and the profits they had for that year. And one is allowed to reduce all the losses that he had for that year to bring down his income, his profits regarding Meister as well. But there is a difference and a mistake that I believe many people make. Regarding to tax law, one can roll over losses from one year to the next. So say, the muscle, if in the year 2023 he had a loss, so his company was in net loss, even though the following year, 2024, he had a profit, he can roll over the losses from one year onto the next. Regarding Meiser, the Noid of Yehuda and Chuvis and other places can say, every year is its own accounting period, and if one had a loss in year one, the following year he cannot use last year's losses in order to reduce the Meiser of the following year. This is why many people, they have a accountant to file taxes, and then they have a separate accountant to work out meiser for them. You know, it's not always, they have different halakhas, different than the actual laws. Not always are whatever says in the balance sheet for taxes. Now, regarding the point that I wanted to begin over here this year, everyone knows the two biggest expenses that a Yiddish family has is school fees, schar limud, and then chasanis, marrying off kids. You know, those are the two biggest expenses that Baruch Hashem, a Yiddish family has. There is a concept that the Gemara speaks out. You're not allowed to give ma'aser for davar shebe chayva. Something that you are obligated and mechuyev to give, you cannot use ma'aser. So you can use it for aniyah, mitzvahs, all these things, like we spoke last week. But if you have a chiyev to do this mitzvah, or a chiyev to do this thing, you cannot use the ma'aser money that you have. So the shaila really boils down, is one mechuyev, does he have a chiyev to pay school fees or not? If one is mechuyev to pay school fees, then he's not allowed to use ma'aser money. If one is not mechuyev to pay school fees, just a nice thing to send your kids, you know, to cheder and a yeshiva, then why can you not use ma'aser? It's a very good cause to teach one kid's Torah and you know, how to obey. So to know if it's a chiyev to pay school fees or not, one needs to first go to Hilchos Talmud Torah. And what is the gather of the chiyev Talmud Torah that a father has to his son? We find over in Hilchos Talmud Torah there are two a days. The first day holds that a father is only mechuyev to teach his son mikra. You know, there's two a days if it means chumash or Tanakh. But according to this day, to teach your son chumash, any school fees that will cost you to teach your son chumash, you're not allowed to take off ma'aser. Everything else, you can. So once your son is learning Mishnah, Gemara, you can take off ma'aser.
Age of ma'aser?
No, no. As long as your son needs help to learn Chumash, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, obviously once he's 18 years old, he can learn Chumash on his own, there's no need to teach him Chumash. But as long as he needs help to learn Chumash, let's say from age 6 until the age of 12, to use a chiyuv to give, then you're not allowed to use that off meister. But there is a second day over there that lechatchila father is bechiyuv to teach his son. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch brings down mikra, mishnah, gemara, agada, basically to teach his son how to know, be all around, know how to learn Torah. And according to this day, the Pesach can bring down that until the one son is able to learn on his own accord. And the shear that they bring down is about 15 or 16 years old for most boys. Once they are 16 years old, they can take pretty much any sefer out of the shelf, a Mishnayis, a Gemara. You know, they can work work their way around on their own. Till that point is a chiyuv to pay for Talmud Torah, and therefore one cannot take that part of the school fees, tuition, yeshiva, you know, off his meiser. But after that, you know, once he's in yeshiva gedola and all that, one, it's not a chiyuv Talmud Torah anymore, then one would be able to take that off his meiser account. But the Pesachim do bring down this. There are two tanoim to this, two extras to this. Now, this is only regarding to the part that you teach Torah for your son. School fees, there's a lot going into the school fee package. There is the mortgages for the schools, there's cleaning, there's break time, there's chol, there's all these other things. So, in theory, if a school would just offer, we have lessons for 3 hours every single day, how much would they charge for that? Only that part, one, cannot be taken off meiser. Everything else, in theory, so I don't know exactly how much, you know, you should speak to your local son's school, how much would they allocate for this, as much as they can. That portion, 20, 30, 40% of the school fee bills cannot be taken off meiser. Everything else is not a chiyuv anymore. One can be taken off meiser. Regarding girls, there is obviously, according to what we said over here, that in Hilchas Talmud Torah, there's no chiyuv to teach your daughter's Torah. According to this reasoning, one would be able to pay girls' school fees, even young age, you know, primary, you know, seminary. One there shouldn't be any problem to take off girls' school fees from Meister. There is an interesting Chubas Igris Meister. Meister Feinstein brings down that in America, he writes, and over here is the same, that if girls at a young age are not in school, the local council will force them to go to a local public school. Then becomes a new chiyuv to save them from the, I think that's like a pidyon shvuim type of a thing. So therefore would become also, it's an interesting tshuva, it's a chumrah from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Minchas Yitzchak and many others argue on him, and the minik is that the girls' school fees can be taken off meister off any age. Boys, it depends from what age. If one is tight, then only the chumish part cannot be used meister. If one can, any portion has a chiyuv Talmud Torah should not be taken off meister. The rest can be taken off meister. Above that, yeshivas, especially if one wants to send them to a better yeshiva, he has a local yeshiva which he can get away with much cheaper, but he wants to send them to Eretz Yisrael, to America, to higher, the better yeshiva, and therefore will cost them much, much more. Obviously, that part can be taken off meister, and it would be a big, big mitzvah to send them off for that. But one tonight, when a person is mischayef for all these things, he should have in mind, I will do it in order to take off from my meister bill. Otherwise, again, he will have an issue. He's already mischayef, but he cannot be reduced off his meister bill. And they should help to all be zayichim, so the limud and mikayim with bracha and a flacha.